Good morning.
Hello.
Are we doing? MacV, would you be able to do notes?
Yeah, I can do that.
Great, thank you. Okay, let's start with our liaison stuff. I don't think anyone met last week, so this should be fast. No CC last week, right, MacV?
That's true. I did just update the minutes a moment ago to, if you want to refresh, to remind folks that next week CC will be talking about those various proposals of community contributions and development and et cetera, and input welcome, joining welcome, et cetera.
Awesome. Thank you. No PC. RMS. Anything from RMS? Right.
Jen, I think we don't have a liaison to RMS, so I think that's why we keep getting that problem.
Was Julian not the RMS person?
No.
No. Oh, okay. Well, let's see. Is any does okay. First of all, step back from the acronyms. RMS is Release Management Stakeholders. So they meet, I think they're supposed to meet like every other week or something like that, but they seem to meet not that frequently. They mostly meet only when they need to. And they're the ones that make go, no go decisions about releases and critical service patches. And they give input into the whole release calendar. And there's someone, a liaison from each of the councils there, and then development folks. So is there anyone that's, and they meet at 9 a.m. on Mondays, I believe.
Yes.
So is there anyone who's interested in doing that?
I have some interest in that. I mean, it does seem like something that we should have a liaison for, but I do have a conflict, so I don't think I can actually do it. Sorry.
No, it's okay. So I'm happy to do it. I'll put me down now for now, and if or well, I will not put me down. I'll let Maccabee put me down. And then if somebody else decides they want to, they can. I will say I have some slight irritation with this group because sometimes they decide to meet on Teams, which then leaves us with no recording, and I would be happy to be a little nag in their ear about not doing that. Because that makes it, because someone could liaison without actually going if all the meetings were actually recorded. So it's a little anyway. All right, so we'll get on that. I will go, and we'll see how that goes. Craig's not here, so I don't. Is anyone else on security team?
Yes, me.
Oh, great.
Well, we have business as usual, and we have four security issues where we ask the
the RMS group to approve for inclusion into CSP.
Sorry, I was muted. Can we put you down as the liaison for the security group then?
Yes.
Okay, let's do that, Ackby. And then we won't have to depend on Craig. For the Eureka early adopters, they do keep this spreadsheet, so even when Craig's not here, we can still get an update. But if does anyone else have anything from early adopters that they'd want to talk about? Okay. Community-driven development. Maccabee, I only went to half of the meeting, so do you want to update on that one?
Oh gosh, I totally should if it weren't a Monday after I was partying with friends over the weekend. I'm trying to remember anything about last week.
I think we just talked about prepping for that meeting mostly.
I think that's true.
And
I
we walked through your questions.
Yes, that's right. I had posted some questions to a Slack channel, to that group Slack channel, and we're trying to figure out some overlap and compatibility between that group's proposal and Mike Gorell's proposal. And I think there were some follow-ups that we had coming out of that, where, oh gosh, I'm so sorry.
No,
I never
no,
take notes of that because I never remember that I'm reporting, and I don't think anyone takes minutes there. We should have.
Yeah, I know. And
Yeah.
yeah, I think that was mostly it. We sort of discussed, and I don't think we came to a perfect conclusion about how to collaborate with Mike.
Oh, yeah. I think Jeremy was going to invite him actually to join that group, and there was some discussion on whether we try to do a diff first, but I don't remember where we came to it.
Okay. Wayne?
So the community council discussion on this is this coming Monday, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I just wanted to confirm that that's what the that's the sort of target that you're aiming for is a community council meeting on Monday.
Yeah. They were going to have each person that's sort of been working on one of these proposals talk a little bit. And I think that's part of why we're not being too, I mean, even though we're going to talk to Mike more, Community Council is really kind of leading this, so we're just sort of bringing information to them. All right, WolfCon 2025. So my understanding at this point is that there will be shoulder meetings. So Jesse confirm. So I'm just reading what CC posted in chairs, which is that Jesse said there's room for council meetings on Friday, with the three councils meeting individual in the morning and then tri-council in the afternoon. And then from our own discussion, I think I can confirm that we do want to have a TC meeting. And whoever is there will be available for a tri-council meeting in the afternoon. So we sort of have confirmation that there's space, but not confirmation on like how many people are necessarily going to be there. I know I'm planning to be there. At least some people from CC are planning to be there. So I don't, we're just trying to help people make travel plans. Maccabee?
Yeah, and they did, or I don't know, did Jesse have any update? Let me start again. They were supposed to make it hybrid friendly, and so I'm just asking whether Jesse had any update on that aspect of it. I will
It
be there in
wasn't.
person, but
It wasn't mentioned explicitly, but we have
okay.
said it over and over again.
Right.
And my understanding is that the numbers are showing that this is going to be a very hybrid conference.
Right.
So I'm hopeful.
Yeah, that's great. And certainly if people are able to be there in person, that's always better. It helps both that conversation, and even more importantly, it helps the afternoon conversation with all the councils together, the more folks we have there in person. But certainly hybrid is an option, and people should definitely be there hybrid if that's the only thing they can do.
Definitely. Okay. So, are there any objections to us just No one else seems as sure as us that we will just say that yes, we want this meeting. Some of us will be there in person and some of us will be there hybrid. I mean, that seems fine to me.
Sounds good to me.
Okay. All right. And then we'll see how it shakes out. Okay. Upcoming meetings. We're here right now. Discussion about dev documentation visibility. There was like, I saw in Slack, I was out Thursday and Friday, but I saw that there was an extremely relevant discussion about this happening, not just about dev documentation visibility, but this like someone new coming in, realizing that they should be doing Eureka and not Okapi is like a whole new challenge. This seems like it'll be a good discussion. I also have the breaking changes documentation to discuss, and that can be a concrete example of where to put something so that people can actually find it. So that seems like a good topic for Wednesday. It seems like it'll fill up that time quite easily. Regular TC meeting. And then, did we have anything that folks had on board for the August 6th? That should not be August 6th. That should be August 3rd. I'm sorry. Never mind. I'm not going to do it. Pretend that it says August 13th. Did we have something that was hanging around out there? Should that
We would have follow up on the existing module
Okay.
evaluations, but that's just an option. Yeah.
Okay. McAbee?
I was thinking along the same lines as what Olamide just said, but I was thinking that maybe in the Monday agenda where we have the TCR reviews, I should just add two bullet points there for those two modules that we decided to review, and then we could deal with it on, we could check in on Mondays, even if there's no news to report.
Agreed.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I don't remember. So do they have JIRA issues and are they assigned? Like, are they showing up on the TCR board now?
No, so there were two actions, selecting the evaluators for mod search and UI export manager, and MacView was going to have a write-up. And once that is in place, we the co-chairs would have to approach the POs for, mod search and UI export manager and get feedback and start that process.
Okay. All right. Sorry. Wayne?
Regarding the 13th, given that the community council conversation about the development sustainability proposals is Monday the 11th, would it make sense? Is it too soon for us to talk about it on the 13th, or is that an appropriate time because it'll be sort of fresh? I noticed as you scroll down to the sort of the theoretically possible dedicated discussion topics that that was one of them.
Yeah. I'm happy to talk. I guess I'm wondering how much interest there is. And the reason I wonder that is because some of it right now is really more about financial viability than anything technical. The contribution network proposal does propose things related to maintenance, but the proposal is really about the funding of that maintenance. So I wonder how interested people are, or if they would rather have it narrowed down to something. I mean, we did have a couple questions here. I don't know, Wayne?
I mean, to me, it feels like the touch points between that conversation and our work on the technical council are around things like how do we communicate technical standards to vendors who are trying to participate in the project, and how do we evaluate their work, respecting that, for example, a module, like, right, their work is contracted for, right, so they have a customer and the customer is not us. So how do we sort of manage the evaluation and make that process smooth so that we can have a strong and viable sort of third-party marketplace. That feels like where it touches us. I don't know what other people's perspective is, and maybe Wednesday, August 13th is too early to talk about that.
Okay. Mark?
To Wayne's point, unless I grossly misunderstood the proposals, it's very unlikely that any of the folks who we're talking about getting involved in these things from development perspectives are going to be newbies in the community. Like, this is really, as far as I can tell, these initiatives are aimed at figuring out how to pay people who have experience money, mostly. That means that any communication we need to do about standards or that sort of stuff overlaps basically identically with basically entirely with reaching the whole development community for how do we evaluate stuff, what are the standards, all that kind of jazz. So that would be the first thing. So I don't know if there's something, guess is there something specific about communicating to these folks? I mean, I'll be honest, I still don't really know who the folks that people are expecting to be involved in these processes actually are, but that's a rabbit hole nobody wants to go down, I suspect. And secondly, the meeting with the CC is only an hour, right?
Yeah.
And they're going to try and cover all four proposals and give an overview of them.
I think it's fewer than four now. I'm not totally sure what they're doing with the, because there's not really somebody to represent the CAN, and then the community-driven development is sort of less sprawling than Mike's proposal.
Okay, well, two, three,
And
whatever it
it's a
is.
lot still, yes. It's still a lot for now.
Right. Yeah, sorry. My point, my where I'm going with this is, what are we expecting to actually happen in that CC meeting? Because from my experience of community processes, I can't imagine anything's going to actually happen in that meeting.
I agree. The meeting seems to be geared around making sure everyone has a shared understanding versus making a decision at that meeting, like making sure everybody actually read it, understand, and then that the people who wrote it have a chance to explain what they meant. Because some of them did have a fair number of questions on them. McAbee?
Yeah, just on a practical level, we have nothing else proposed yet for August 13th. If someone else wants to propose something else for that date, then we can bump that discussion. If not, we may as well pencil it in there, and we will obviously meet a week from today, and we can decide that it's worthless to do that. I have a little bit of optimism that there would be some useful things to discuss there, but I guess we'll find out. I also think from a little higher level perspective, it's, well, no, let me just stop there, actually. Thanks.
Okay. I can live with that. We'll pencil it in and then decide later. Okay. Our big topic for today. Whoops. Oh my gosh. Why does it do that? Mod Mosaic. Is there an update on Mod Mosaic? This is still under evaluation, so I'm guessing nothing for today.
No.
Okay. And then for LibLink data, it said it's ready for a TC decision. So, Kevin, do you wanna, yeah. Do you wanna share or anything?
Not particularly share, like if I mean screen share, but I would say there was a question about some of the licenses beyond what I have done, and I looked at some of them, and it looks like they're dual license, but there may be one I missed. So if we can get some extra my eyes on that to make sure there's we have that handled, and I wasn't sure if we should actually test the or review the development libraries for like unit tests and whatnot. I'm not sure. I don't remember what our decision was on that.
Okay, let's do them one. That was a little, I kind of got the first thing and less on the second thing. So maybe if we can tackle the first thing first. So the first question was about the licensing, correct?
Yes. Julian provided a tool or used a tool to generate that link, and that link is really nice. And if you scroll to the, is it top? I think if you scroll up, there's a list of all of the licenses side by side, or there it is. And you can see some of them have a, have, yeah, like locationtech.jts has Eclipse, comma version 2, and then it looks like that might be multiple ones on that one. And there is Glassfish, it has Eclipse and GPL, as that one might be dual license.
Mark?
Do we have it? Are any of the things on this list not covered by one of the acceptable licenses? Like, do we have any concrete information, concrete like breaches of our policy here, or is it, or are we speculating either way?
There are some LGPL ones on there, and I think that one's not allowed according to, but the ones I looked at are dual licensed. So I think it might be Apache or LGPL. And so I think that one's not a conflict in that case. At the very top, you saw the EPL and then what was it? Jakarta annotation, EPL2 or GPL. So that's a dual license one.
All right. I'm gonna go ahead and be stupid. Can I just ask the so sometimes when we talk about this before, it depends on like whether the thing is actually getting deployed. Are these categories related to that? Does that question make sense?
Yes, you can see that that test right there is not going to be deployed. At the top, I think you scroll up, compile that probably is going to be in there. Provided might be,
Okay.
and there you see the transitive dependencies. The compile those will be in there.
So, but these are transitive, so that means they're further down than the thing that is being directly included. Is that
Think
correct?
so.
Okay. All right. Sorry. Thank you. Mark?
How far down the rabbit hole are folks willing to go with this? Because if the answer to this is if the answer to this is we need to scrutinize this in lots of detail, the meeting doesn't feel like a good place to do that. If not, what information do we need to make a decision one way or another on this? Because my understanding is we went away last week. Where we were pretty much right on the edge of making a call to say yes to this. And we left folks to go away and review this as an exercise in practice to get used to the habit of doing this. And I think now we're at a point where we're saying actually we might want to refuse this because of a licensing issue. What's the next step on this? Is it that somebody has to go away and do some additional investigation? Is it that we have an example of a breach that we need to make a decision on? What is it? To take an example of to just very quickly on the Jakarta thing, things like that are going to be in like basically everything in Folio, pretty much, or almost like lots and lots and lots of things. So if we want to be sticklers, we can be, but we just need to be really careful about this, about because if we say we're going to ditch that because it's not quite right on our licensing, we'd have to think about going back and basically ditching a huge amount of the existing project for the same reason. But what's the step that gets us closer to making a decision on this?
So, I think, well, I'll give my opinion. The most long-lasting thing that we could do is identify that issue. And if there's, I mean, I don't know that we need to do a deep dive, but if there are others like this Jakarta that you know that are out there and they're going to be an issue, we write them down. We give them to community council and we say, you are the keepers of business practice. We have said that this doesn't fly, but people are submitting it. Do you want to talk to the lawyer and write down what we should do? Because ultimately, the risk is to hosting providers. Kevin?
I'm wondering if we should provide an automated process for extracting these so we don't have individual people looking through and checking and then said have this generate something like what Julian did here and somehow build a list so it can get a way to more easily identify concerning licenses.
So we definitely have tooling for that, and I think that makes sense. I think it just doesn't answer the question of what happens when something pops, and that's where we keep getting stuck. Mark?
Do we know which ones have actually popped? Because folks have said we've got automated tooling for knowing when our licenses are breached. But isn't this the output of that tooling that has to be scrutinized manually? Like, do we know which ones of these have actually what we could, to the best of our knowledge right now, do we know which of these dependencies have actually breached our licensing? Because I'm all for further automation if folks want to go down that path. But to further automate something, you've got to know what you want out of it. So do we know which ones of these are actually in breach?
We have a list from one of the tools that we were looking at that actually got added to the module review process, a link to that list. Essentially, off the top of my head, I can tell you that Apache and MIT are okay, and anything else I have to look up. So that's why I'm. Does that help?
Sorry, when you say there's a list of what? A list of licenses or
Yes, a
a list
list.
of the breaches? Oh, okay, a list
No,
of licenses.
a list of licenses that came that I think Julian is the one that advocated for linking to it in the module review process, that we essentially took the list that Apache says is okay in their projects and adopted it.
So we have a list of what we consider to be legit, right? I get that.
Yes.
I think what I'm getting from this is the output. Oh, we haven't got something that automatically checks that why that doesn't allow on everything that's in a project based on that list, as far as I'm aware.
I
Julian,
don't
you're the
think
person. Pardon?
people have used different tools, but you're right. I don't think we have said use this specific tool in the instructions.
Sure. As far as I'm aware, none of the tools that we've used will give us a definitive answer to say that all of the things that are being used are in compliance, unless we have. If we have got that tool, why can we use it on this project?
Kevin?
This isn't an answer to Mark's. This is just some comments I wanted to mention is that as far as I can tell, the Apache, MIT, and BSD are all fine. The Eclipse licenses, I think we probably use that everywhere, but I'm not sure off the top of my mind if that's good. And the LGPL is the one that's really questionable, and GPL, but all of those, as far as I can find on this list, are dual licensed, and so they should not be a problem. So it would be great if maybe Julian, since he reported and commented on this, could point out which ones, because I'm not seeing a specific one that is not dual licensed that has a license that's not compliant with our policy.
I think we should do this discussion not in this meeting, but on the ticket.
Okay. Let's also add this to our Wednesday list, even though I know we've had these discussions before, but let's see how this goes, and then we'll do another Wednesday pass on licensing. Mark?
So this isn't ready then. Effectively, this should go back to being in review or whatever it is. We should take this off the table as something that is ready for the TC to make a decision about.
Not necessarily. I think that's up to Kevin. Maybe he wants to wait another week at this point to have a further discussion about the specific license concerns. But
Yeah.
we can do anything we want, essentially. I mean, we can vote or not. I think, yeah. What would you like to do, Kevin?
I'm fine with waiting another week and hashing out the license because that's something that we want to figure out now before we do others anyway.
Okay. Wayne?
I also, I guess I'm, so the tool that Julian, that you use to report out licenses, is that something that's available to anyone? Is that part of our review process? Because I was involved with Kevin on this review, and the license part is very challenging, right? Because you're like going through, you're using Maven to try and figure out what libraries are being pulled in. You're reviewing the pom.xml in the case of JavaScript. You're reviewing other things all over the place. Is this tool just, so, I mean, because that would have been, just running that tool would have been an awful lot easier than what Kevin and I did.
Well, that's a standard Maven thing that you can simply run and get the result.
Okay, but I mean, I'm not a developer, so please enlighten me. Right? This is not necessarily something that I would know, and there are others on this council who are less technical than I, who would also be challenged by something like this.
Should we make that part when we return to the licensing in a Wednesday, part of updating the documentation around it? Because I know I also used something else that I think was like a node thing on something I did. And then there's also the GitHub also reports out on the licenses. So there's, yeah. Maccabee?
I agree. I think we're on the right track here. By all means, if we need another week to talk about the specific concerns for this TCR, that's great, by all means. We shouldn't try to make the licenses situation perfect overall for this TCR. We should definitely Wednesday that. And honestly, I have a feeling, given the scope of it, that it's worthy of having a subgroup breakout to deal with some of these issues, to define the questions better, and then try to work towards the answers. Because to put it in a more positive note, we have looked at this issue before, but I think things have changed a little bit. I think we've made some progress with certain of these things. Julian's tool is certainly an improvement in over some of the things we had available before. The fact that a couple months ago we decided to use the Apache list as one of our official thingums, sources of information. So I think there's enough newness since the last time a subgroup looked at this holistically that it's probably worth doing that again. Of course, start with a Wednesday, but that's probably worthwhile doing, and maybe roping in someone from CC who would be able to liaise with our legal consultant if they're still available.
Yeah, I think that makes sense. Mark?
So where does this leave us? Because folks keep saying, leave it another week. Leave it another week to do what? Because it's that there's what I'm hearing is folks say this isn't actually ready for a decision from the TC. It requires some additional conversations outside of this. So go on.
I think we were looking because Julian said he wanted to talk about it on the PR, which I guess I clicked away from, a specific identification of what isn't allowed and what to do about the dual license. So we already have exceptions in here, right? Which is making me feel a little crazy. Like if we've got something like Mark for J that is essential to the project that's not licensed, it's why? Why are we doing this? So anyway, I think it's just that we want to have a better understanding of the exact thing that is potentially violating before we say we're going to give this thing an exception, because it's hard to give it an exception without a specific definition. That's my feeling about what we're trying to do next. Mark?
Okay, so and maybe this is a language thing and I'm being a pedant. I guess where I'm going with this is rather than saying we're going to give it another week before we make the decision, you, in my mind, this is we're taking this off the table and it comes back on the table when the folks involved in the review, and I think Julian now counts as somebody who is involved in the review, have decided that they're ready to bring this back, right? We seem to be saying we're definitely bringing this back in a week. Anyway, I should just stop. Is there a, do we want to prioritize the Wednesday session for this, or is this less important than the whatever the CC to discuss on the community stuff?
Kevin?
I have no objections to moving it from under TC review back to under review because that's technically what we're doing. But under Jira, when I drop down the options, I don't see a way to move it back.
Yeah, you probably can't because the workflow is quite strict. So, yeah, just forget I said anything.
We might be able to defer and then move it back. I'm not sure. I'll mess with it later if you want.
It's really about that's really about just communicating with the team, right? I mean, that it doesn't really matter other than this is if the team is watching this issue.
Yeah. It is, and this isn't something that's going to go back to the team, I don't think. I think it really is still under TC review, but just TC is trying to figure out what to do. Todd?
I do think that the earlier suggestion of a subgroup for licensing probably makes a lot of sense. Some of the licenses, the main sticking point seems to be exactly how like how easy is it for someone who grabs your code, how easy is it for them to find the source code of the included library? Some of it, you know, like the Apache license V2 and GPL V3 depends on whether the Apache licensed software somehow becomes a derivative of the GPL licensed software. So there's a bunch of conditional stuff where whether there's compatibility has to do with details of context. And that's just, I don't think that's something that's going to be easily sorted, and seems like very concrete questions can come out of that.
11A.
I just wanted to make a comment. Going through the module evaluation, it occurred to me that we can have challenges on having people evaluate these modules, especially if you're not a developer. I saw the report from Julian, and I was impressed by it, and I asked him out of band too, as well. But that is only specific to Java. We have the possibility of Golang modules and JavaScript modules coming into play. I think module evaluation should have a recommended process, one way of, for example, determining licenses or the different things that the module evaluation needs for the different languages or frameworks that we have. As I'm working through the TCR with Julian, I will identify which what path we should take for each of the languages to get the data that we want, so that if Wayne is able to go through this evaluation once more, we don't have to be hunting for licenses one by one, which is not ideal for this process. We need the process to not be so manual or heavyweight as it is. So just an observation. Thank you.
Yeah, that's a really good point. Maccabee?
Yeah, I agree with that also. And I think for some changes we made last year, like when we incorporated the application formalization criterion into this process, we did try to make it as actionable as possible in a pretty non-technical way. And so, yes, the more we can make these criteria easy to actually execute, the better. Before I agree with the process we've talked about here. When Kevin started to talk about this module, Kevin, other than the licenses, you also said something else, maybe related to unit tests. Do we want to talk about that quickly before we move on to these other two new existing module evaluations, or are we deferring the unit test question to next week also?
For clarification, the unit test was regarding licenses on the unit test and that development code, because that generated page also included them.
Oh, so it was another licensing thing. So never
Yes.
mind then. Never mind then.
Olavide? Oh, maybe your hand was still up from before, or you're muted.
Yes, yeah, it was still up, sorry.
Julian?
Well, the if some testing dependency requires a paid license, then it's not acceptable. But if it's a GPL license that is not allowed for runtime, it is still acceptable for testing if it doesn't link with the actual runtime code. So there might be more license allowed than for runtime.
Mark.
All this conversation is telling me that is that we are nowhere near ready to have proper conversations about this stuff yet, and that only adds to the to what Maccabee said about having some sort of act like getting started on something proper. to properly document this, because what we're saying there is there's actually two different lists of licenses. There isn't one, which is what we had last time. There's two. They come from different places. We need to analyze them. We need to analyze the licenses differently. We need to cater for dual licensing. We need to cater for the stuff that Todd said. Is there value in just saying we're going to kick off this group now? Or are we going to wait for, I don't know, 2 weeks or whatever it is, to have a conversation on a Wednesday and then go from there? Because I think folks said there were other evaluations in flight at the moment as well, right? From There were other module evaluations in flight at the
Yeah,
moment as well.
there's at least one new module and then potentially two existing module
Okay.
coming up. So
Are we going to try and get, oh, is the intention to try and improve this situation before we take on those, or are we going to just ram into this for those as well?
I mean, my head certainly just rammed into it when you mentioned it just now, the existing ones. Because finding licensing problems in existing ones seems even more difficult to handle. Like, what are we going to do? I would, are there, is there interest in the subgroup? Do we have anyone interested in leading a subgroup on licensing? Maccabee?
I mean, interested, certainly no, but willing if some folks are willing to participate. I think it would also be great to have, I mean, to have participation from some of our veteran TC members, some of our newer TC members, and some of our and again to get someone from community council as well. I don't mind doing the coordination work on that. You know, the meeting scheduling, logistical work. I am not the expert on any of this stuff, and I would definitely need guidance on you know, the different categories of contexts of when we care about a license or not, etc., from some folks who are more involved. So provisionally willing to lead that, assuming that there's others willing to participate who can be the experts.
Why does Confluence hate me so much? Okay. Well, you're committed now. You're on a spreadsheet. So, Wayne.
Doesn't this blow up the timetable? I mean, are we being re responsible to our to the team that probably needs, for example, this shared library to be approved because they have modules coming that depend on the shared library?
So again, I think we need to get the question answered of exactly what isn't acceptable. Give them an exception or a provisional acceptance or whatever it is we decide next week and let that move forward. I don't think these two things need to move at the same speed. I think we can deal with the evaluation that we have up right now in a way that's acceptable. Kevin?
You could put me down for that subgroup, but I'm wondering more specifically is are we able to get someone with legal expertise in this group so they can actually give us some more useful opinions rather than, you know, non-lawyers all be the subgroup and then you have to pass this along to that other group? Or is this just going to be purely our decision making as the technical council? For the licenses.
Sorry, I was muted again. We have a contact for a lawyer. And they can, we can, whether or not they're probably not going to join a TC subgroup because they're like a lawyer that works at one of the member institutions. I'm not completely remembering now where they were. But a lawyer is only going to explain to us slash CC the risk. We are still going to have to make the decision. Alameda?
Add me to the subgroup as well. I would say I'm surprised that maybe our guidance on licenses is minimal at this point, given the age of the project. I think the evaluations in flight shouldn't be dependent on this subgroup coming to a conclusion. Yeah, that's it. Thank you.
Mark?
To echo what Ahmadi just said, if we're not going to change our policy between now and between now and whenever we think we need to get done with all of these evaluations, and we are, and you, I think Jen, you already said it, we can grant an exception or not one. What do we need to know to grant an exception? Because it kind of feels like we are. It kind of feels like we're going to spend a week doing a bunch of extra analysis on this particular module, and then come back and go, "Oh yeah, there is a breach, but we'll grant an exception and move on." And that feels like a missed opportunity to just say, you know what, there might be licensing issues here, but we're going to let it in anyway. Because as folks have already said, and Alamedi, this is why this is the reason why one of the reasons why the project is in this position is because the project has not been compliant with the Apache license from very early on in the project because of the things that we have exceptions for. So, to an extent, what we do now with any of these additional tools and additional libraries that we've got here is just adding to the pile of stuff where we know that there's a bunch of stuff that's already in breach and was in breach from when it was first added. And there is no viable alternative to some of those things. So the reality is that significant chunks of the project just have to run with licenses that just aren't compatible with the license that Folio chose. So the history is the reason why we've not dealt with this is because it's gnarly and complicated, and we already knew we were in breach way, way, way back when. So it's really only a question of how much we're in breach, and how aware we are of how much we're in breach. But especially as I'm going to guess that a lot of the stuff in this shared library isn't new stuff. It's probably stuff that's already been used in other places in the project. But are we where are we with what information do we need to get between now and next week
I think we
for
need to know exactly what's not compliant. I think I personally, when you say breach, it makes it sound like we're breaching a license, and we're not talking about breaching a license. We're talking about being non-compliant with the Folio policy for licensing. We're not doing anything, as far as I know, that's breaching licenses. So anyway, I guess I still think we just need to know exactly what's non-compliant. See if it fits something we've already given an exception to, like you said, maybe it does, and then we can go forward with that. If we need to make a new exception, maybe Kevin could let us know ahead of time before the Monday meeting what that is. And then if we feel like we need to ask CC or get in touch with the lawyer contact we have, we can do that. Shelley?
I just had a question based on what you said about, the lawyer would just give us guidance on, what was it? He'll just, he or she
Risk, I
explain to us
believe.
the risk. And I was just wondering if we had any documentation or process around or criteria of how we evaluate risk or the Folio project evaluates risk.
I don't think we do. To me, I think that falls squarely on our friends in CC, which is why some of us keep bringing them up, because I feel like this should be at least 50% in their area of concern, I think. But yeah, I don't think we have anything like that. Not that I know of. Okay, we have a subgroup started. We have a plan, imperfect as it may be. Kevin will, if he's willing, give us as much information as he can about the exact nature of the license issues before the next meeting, so that if there's any other background we want to do, we have time to do it. And we can hopefully be productive when we check in this on this again next week. We'll do our developer documentation this Wednesday and then make a decision about the next Wednesday. I'm guessing since we went the subgroup route that we won't be ready for this for a Wednesday for at least a couple of weeks, but we have the option if folks feel ready before then. McAbee?
Yeah, I will start the logistics of getting the subgroup together. Very much agree with what you were saying before, that the subgroup is definitely out of band for the current and new module evaluations, and we should proceed exactly how you said. We obviously don't have time today to talk about the existing modules, but I just wanted to note that I did do my action item to write up some talking points on how we might approach those two POs. And ask them pretty please to be willing for us to do the existing evaluation. I put that in the TC internal channel, I don't know, late last week. Again, they're just drafts. Feel free to say whatever you want if you're the person actually doing the work. So I think we are at the point where I forget if it was Alameda or Jen, whoever it was, but where the assignments can happen there. Or if we need to just, I don't think we need to discuss those talking points because people can do whatever they want with them. But if we do, then we can do that separately.
Okay, thank you. Yeah, I was out the second half of last week, so I'm a little behind. Okay. There are now an active group. I don't think we have any RFCs, and we'll put off OST for another week, but I do need to get back in there. But at least I know I do. I assume Alameda does too, and kind of stare at that page and figure out exactly where we are. Okay, anything else? Okay, thank you everybody for bearing through a hard topic. Have a good couple days. See you Wednesday.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks. Bye.